FM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. It could be this coming weekend before Southwest Airlines catches up with its staff and its schedules. Not the best of news for stranded passengers all over. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2,500 flights on Wednesday as it tries to emerge from its nationwide computer meltdown.
I looked on flights and the earliest one they have is like January 1st.
Travelers able to book on other airlines are shelling out big bucks for a ticket home.
iFlights got canceled on Tuesday, and then next thing you know, I'm spending about $1,700 on a flight back to Denver where I really didn't have the money, but I didn't have any other choice.
Increased demand for one-way rental cars is also driving up prices for those giving up on the plane ride home.
Weather still a major problem on both coasts. A huge rainstorm in the west, though California does badly need that. And all of the accumulated snow in and around Buffalo. That city lifting its mandatory ban on driving. But Mayor Byron Brown says
a travel advisory will be in place as the storm cleanup continues and lots of equipment will be on city streets hauling and removing snow.
Now to Rome and a watch on the health of the current Pope and the previous one. Pope Francis has asked for prayers for 95-year-old ex-Pope Benedict, whose health is reported by the Vatican to be deteriorating. But correspondent Chris Livesay adds,
earlier this month, Pope Francis revealed that he's already drafted his own resignation letter, and he's had it ready since 2013, ever since he became Pope. And this was in case his own health deteriorated to such a place that he was no longer capable of fulfilling his role as Pope.
With the new upsurge in COVID cases in China, the U.S. announces new COVID-19 restrictions, testing requirements for all travelers from China. Also advice about people going the other way from CBS's Alexander Tin.
In a new travel alert published Wednesday, the CDC is now urging Americans to rethink any travel plans to Hong Kong, China, or Macau, just hours after the agency said it planned to start requiring negative COVID tests from anyone flying to the United States from the country.
Republican George Santos elected to Congress from Long Island and Queens, New York, but found to have fabricated much of his alleged history, is now the subject of multiple investigations.
The Republican district attorney of Nassau County says she's looking into whether any of those fabrications amounted to crimes. And federal prosecutors are also looking into Santos's financial disclosures.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan, a Delaware trucker described as an architect of the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan's governor, has been sentenced to more than 19 years. The sentence is the longest one yet to anyone in that plot. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song. Scroll down Shazam, open on YouTube, follow the link and donate.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The name of the person who died in Lincoln County after running a stop sign on the intersection of County Road U and County Road A in the town of Bradley has been released. Renee Jane Capellish, age 52, died after her vehicle went through a ditch and crashed into a group of trees. Her dog also died in the crash. Fire crews responded to the report of a fire near a Weston business around 10 p.m. on Tuesday night. Part of Schofield Avenue was closed, while crews fought the fire at 6406 Schofield Avenue. WSAW reported that the building is adjacent to the former Dynamotive Service and Sales Auto Body Shop at Salesman Paving. Crews were able to put the fire out and cleared the scene around 1:25 a.m. this morning. No injuries were reported. In sports, Wisconsin beat Oklahoma State last night 24-17. Marquette beat Seton Hall last night. The Bucks are at Chicago tonight. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with lows around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 36.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day after the Badger Bowl game edition. How you doing, my little buddy?
I'm fantastic, Crudy. Happy hump day to you, Evan, on the board screen. And your calls, of course, our fair audience. Happy, happy Wednesday.
Buddy, you were partying with or without a late night bowl game last night, weren't you? The bowl game was sort of
yes.
Ancillary to your normal Tuesday night holiday party.
I actually kind of spaced. A cousin-in-law had a party at their house and met the parents and had some dinner and we're playing and having fun, having conversation, meeting folks, and really kind of spaced on the game, man. So I was happy to see this morning when I read the news that the Badgers won, man.
But you missed the entire bowl game. You yeah. Space cadeted the Badgers last night. How? You take it back. You take it
it's
back.
It's true.
I told you about him on a show yesterday. I guess I'll forgive you. If it's not on the Civic Media app, then, you know, you can be forgiven. You could not have at least listened to it.
Not only a win, Crudy, but a cover. So that's got to make some Wisconsin Badger fans feel good.
And had they not won last night, it would have been the first losing season in the last 21 years in Badger history. So, you know, that's good. Didn't want to be the class that wrecked it, right? And it was right. Jim Leonard's last night, the interim head coach, the outgoing defensive coordinator. He was on the sidelines last night, and he got the Gatorade bath at the end. And it was getting late, nice. Man. We were up late at the house. It's like 1:30 in the morning. That game, it was well past 1:30 by the time we were done with our post-game festivities, Tom. But anyways, big bowl game, so that's exciting. We got some politics to talk about as well. Locally here in the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. Merry Christmas to the Solidarity Realty team. Happy holidays. And our friend Darcy Haber. But I'm here in the world headquarters, and we got a local paper, Dom, the Cap Times. And their editorial board declared 2022 the year of Tony Evers.
Go Tony, man. He's been kicking ass and taking names.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. And a little bit later in the show, Dom, in the Happier Happy Hour, we're going to talk about be very afraid. Republicans really should be very afraid of Donald Trump. He ain't dead yet. you know, you think you're moving on as a party. Good luck with that. That's what I would say. But we'll get there, Dom.
That's the crazy ex-stalker who just keeps on coming around.
And, of course, we'll take your phone calls throughout this big show, 844-967-2789. Hell, E-Bone's barely lightly screening them this week. So, you know, your call's welcome. But, Dom, I got to tell you, I want to lead today with a little bit of a sad holiday story. You know what's sad is when you don't have someone to share the holidays with, when you're not in love. Like Ebon, recently married. He's a newlywed. He's always grinning. This kid's always happy. You, Dominic, you've got a beautiful wife. I have exceeded all expectations. I have a beautiful wife. Yes. And I can tell you, it makes the holidays. It makes them warmer. But when you, you know, and think back 20 years, Dom, or longer for some, but when you didn't have that loved one for Christmas, when you were still in the, let's call it the dating pool, and you were trying to find the right one, and we really preceded, like, dating apps. We didn't have that. You know, there were guys like Joe just throwing it out to any woman that would take it.
Yeah, as long as you say yes.
But for the vast majority of us, you know, in our 20s, you'd meet a woman at, what, happy hour? Or maybe at the office, or you'd bump in a friend of a friend. But it was hard, man. You know, it wasn't.
Harder for some than for others, Crudy. And if you can't love the one you want, you know, love the one you're with. But yeah, though it can be difficult this time of year, the holidays, man, the memories, and yeah, if you don't have that special someone to cuddle up to, it can be hard.
Well, and some have higher standards than others. Maybe that's where you and I differed. Some have higher standards, you know, and ideologically, you want to date within your own, you know, sort of ideological pool, if you can.
People that you're looking for, like you. Mr. or Mrs. Right, or Mr. or Mrs. Right Now. I guess it depends on, you know, the long-term relationship.
Well, I'm not sure if you're on OnlyFans or Grindr over there, but I'm talking about dating more of, you know, trying to create a committed relationship. You know, apps.
Is that what they're doing these kids these days?
Yeah, you know. they're falling into committed relationships they find on the dating apps. I think we should get to the headline, Dom. The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing just 3 months after launch.
Wah, wah, wah.
Don't the incels deserve love for Christmas? Yeah. Even the Grinch had his heart set on a girl in town, right? I'm just saying. Anyways, here's the breaking, Dom. Here's the lead. The Right Stuff, a conservative dating app funded by gay billionaire Peter Thiel, is showing signs of failure barely 3 months after its launch. Dom, we, as a show, just about to turn 11, about to turn to our 12th year of broadcast excellence, and they haven't made it 90 days yet.
They lasted longer than my marriages. I mean, Crudy, this is one of the longest term relationships I've ever been in is with you right now.
You're welcome. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had 40,000 downloads, according to data from the Sensor Tower, an analytics firm cited by the Daily Beast. But between November 1st and December 20, man, those are the prime holiday dating times. Got to get a girl for the Christmas party, all that kind of stuff. Right, Dom? The app had just 11,000 downloads. That doesn't seem like a lot if you're trying to create a dating pool, if you know what I mean. Here is a statement. The Right Stuff is all about getting into the right dating pool with the people who share the same values and beliefs as you. An early promotional ad for the app proclaimed. The ad featured only white people, including Ryan McEnany, the younger sister of Donald Trump's former White House press secretary. You remember her? The Barbie doll girl, Kaylee McEnany? Other dating apps have gone woke, the app website says. Quit swiping, scrolling, and trolling the wrong people. Yes, I look forward to a dating app where I can troll only the right people, Dom.
Very important.
Connect with people who aren't offended by everything. However, the app is only available on Apple iPhones, not Google Android phones. Now, I'm on Apple, so that wouldn't be a limiter. It doesn't allow same-sex matches.
Well, but isn't this started by Peter Thiel, the gay conservative?
It reportedly is, Tom. It doesn't allow same-sex matches. Man. It doesn't allow transgender or non-binary users. And its current users are complaining about its invite-only verification process.
Does it come with a Trump trading card?
You can't let just anybody in the dating pool, Tom. On December 19th review says, I downloaded this app more than 2 months ago, even got sent a package from them to become an ambassador, and still have not been accepted onto the app. That's ridiculous and unacceptable. Here's another one. How can someone in a heavily liberal area get an invite? Most people around this area wouldn't download this app, much less send an invite. Another reviewer wrote, rather dumb.
Crudy, the profile creation process also asks users to list their favorite liberal lie and thoughts about the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles. Yeah, I was there, man. We tore it up. Wait, what? One reviewer wrote, I answered the question about January 6th honestly, and the next day, I have two police officers at my door telling me they got a call alleging that I was involved in domestic terrorism? This app was clearly created by Democrats as a way to subvert our constitutional rights as conservative Americans. Do not use this app unless you want to be harassed by left-wing fascists. A Right Stuff spokesperson told Gizmodo, the claims that users were contacted by the FBI or that we forwarded information to law enforcement are completely false. The app will likely follow a long line of little-known and failed right-wing dating apps like Writer, Donald Dater, Trump Singles, Patreo, Mega Mingle, and Conservatives Only. I mean, wow, hard to believe, man.
Donald Dater? Do you think every Dater profile that comes up is Donald Trump? Like, it's Trump just trying to increase his pool beyond, you know, exes and daughters.
Oh, it's terrible, man.
Dom.
So, I guess people are swiping left for the Right Stuff app.
Dominic, I listen to our competition out there in the world.
Do we
not that they're much competition? No, clearly.
But there's other radio signals, I guess.
Well, I heard one said, God loves free speech. God loves free speech. And I'm thinking, tell more. Do explain yourself. Well, apparently, God loves the free speech that's represented on right-wing talk radio. And how do we know that? Because God allowed Rush Limbaugh to defeat the fairness doctrine. So we try to be fair around here. You know, despite the fact we're not obligated to be fair, but we thought we'd lead. You know, feeling bad for our dateless incel friends on the right. Just can't find love in all the wrong places. Despite the fact they've got all the right stuff, Dom. Who wouldn't want to date a Trumpster? I mean, such a bright future. Behind bars or otherwise. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Call us if you've got the right stuff. 844-967-2789. Happy hump day.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 38. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 47. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 34. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
On the same and we are back, you hosers. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on this hump day at 844-967-2789.
I love when Bob and Doug McKenzie bring us back from a segment, Dom. Actually, I do that. I requested this song. Thank you for playing it, E-Bone, in the holiday spirit, on behalf of Mary Katmiss. Mary Katmiss, the Twitter handle, at FabuCat, tweeted at us, "You guys make me laugh. It's as if the McKenzie brothers were Americans who talked about politics."
I was entertained by the show, but I'm not sure that's a compliment.
Buddy, I'll bring the Elsinores. We'll have a good time.
Okay.
Of course it's a compliment. That's like being called one of the... We are the Hanson triplets of broadcast right now.
The Hanson brothers, is that it?
Yeah, from the Slapshot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking
about
the boy band.
Also, sort of a Canadian hockey reference. You know, it's snowy outside. Although much nicer today. The weather getting much nicer. Maybe Southwest will figure out their flights now.
Oh, dude, what the hell?
You know, Kelsey's going to take flight here. My recently profane-turned daughter's got to fly back to L.A. this afternoon, flying out of Chicago, so I hope they've got things going. But it was great to have her on the radio for a minute or two, Tom.
Before you had to dump her, yeah.
Before she wore out her welcome. But anyways, nice to see you, Kelsey. Merry Christmas to you, of course. Love you, dear. Be careful on the trip home. You know, hopefully she doesn't get stuck behind a pile of Southwest luggage.
Right.
But, Dom, let's talk about a happy note. Let's award 2022 the year of Tony Evers.
Do you
think it's merited? He won re-election.
I think so, man. I think so.
He tripled up his margin from Scott Walker to the new guy, the Trumpster guy, Tim Michaels. You know, I can forget his name soon. Not this year, but soon. It's coming. But anyways, the editorial board at the Cap Times say our buddy Tony Evers, and the entire year was his year. So let's see what they say. Tony Evers is supposedly the most mild-mannered, even-tempered, and we're told boring governor in the United States. I've seen another side of the man, Dom.
Yes.
But there was nothing circumspect about the governor of Wisconsin's response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to reverse almost 50 years of precedent when it came to abortion rights. On June 24th, 2022, the right-wing judicial activist majority on the High Court voted to overturn the standards set by the court's previous ruling in the case of Roe v. Wade, 1973, and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, 1992. Instead of a national guarantee for the right to choose, which had been the settled law of the land, the court asserted that abortion rights are not protected by the U.S. Constitution and that states could effectively eliminate protections for Americans who choose to make those decisions about their own bodies. That was an especially significant ruling for Wisconsin, where polls show voters are intensely pro-choice. Despite widespread support for abortion rights in the state, an 1849 ban on abortion was still on the books. And Dr. Frankenstein's in Wisconsin, the legislature, have determined to reanimate the dead law. But Evers is not about to go along with them. The day after the court ruling came down, Evers gathered delegates to the state Democratic convention in La Crosse. And I would point out, Dom, I was in the La Crosse Center. I was on the landing and Tony standing above me. And there were a lot of people. I mean, Ben Wickler, David Crowley, lots of friends, lots of Democratic supportive. Josh Call, the attorney general, was there on the landing. But Tony said this, and I'll share with you what I can. I have seven granddaughters who are girls or young women. Yesterday, they were made second-class citizens. That's bull beep. That's bull crap, Tony said. Meek? Mild? No, that was the fighting governor speaking. And we, and he was prepared to back up his words with a promise to render enforcement of the 1849 law, which suggests that anyone who provides an abortion is subject to a felony with potential jail time of up to 6 years, meaningless.
Here's what he said, Curdy. I will provide clemency to any physician that is charged under that law, announced the governor, who under the Wisconsin Constitution has broad executive authority when it comes to granting reprieves, commutations, and pardons. Evers pledged to support Attorney General Josh Call's efforts to defend abortion rights in the courts, and Evers also pledged to make choice a central issue in the 2022 campaign. Republicans, who have always underestimated Evers, were sure they could beat the governor, who had been elected in 2018 with a margin of just 29,227 votes over former Governor Walker, an ardent foe of women's rights. But Evers provided a masterclass on how to run for the state's highest office. He immediately defined his November opponent, conservative businessman Tim Michaels, as a threat to public education, local services, labor rights, and the progressive policies that have historically defined Wisconsin. And when Michaels made a dismissive comment about democracy, Tony Crowd in Jefferson County, quote, "Republicans will never lose another election in Wisconsin after I'm elected governor." The Evers campaign successfully characterized the Republican as dangerous, a dangerous contender at a time when former President Donald Trump, a key Michaels supporter, was turning the Republican Party into a vehicle for voter suppression and the denial of election results. But the issue that most clearly separated Evers from Michaels was the one on which the governor stood strongest, the protection for the rights of women. It proved to be a winning stance, not just because Evers was on the right side of history, but because he knew how exactly to discuss the issue, even when that involved employment of some salty language. The voters liked what they heard from Evers. He was not just reelected with a comfortable margin of 51.2 to 47.8 over Michaels. The governor's 90,000 plus advantage was three times what he had in 2018.
Dominic, maybe we'll come back, sing a few more Christmas carols, Bob and Doug McKenzie style. And, you know, again, we'll talk about the year of Tony Evers, the head of the Democratic Party, champion of women's rights. Friend of the Devil's Advocates, question mark? Used to be.
Merry Christmas.
Used to be. Come back. Maybe we'll turn a new leaf for 2023.
Well, and don't forget, an employer of salty language.
Well, that part I like about the governor of the great state of Wisconsin. I like the salty language just fine, unless Kelsey uses it on the radio.
Boy, that song is a beauty. It moved.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The U.S. military is having trouble recruiting. The Wisconsin Army National Guard's goal for recruitment was about 1,000 new recruits this year. But the Guard's Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand tells Wisconsin Public Radio that recruitment numbers are around 25% below the target for 2022, both across the country and here at home. Another issue challenging recruitment numbers are fewer people who can meet the eligibility requirements. Several zoos in Wisconsin say they'll recycle your Christmas tree. At the Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield, they say animals enjoy playing in the trees or using them as food or shelter. Donated Christmas trees cannot have any spray paint, fake snow, or tinsel on them. They must also be free of hooks and ornaments. Trees can be dropped off at the building entrance gate or any of the zoo entrances. The Wildwood Zoo is located at 608 West 17th Street in Marshfield. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with lows around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Sought to muddle the issue by proposing amendments to the 1849 abortion law. Voss, and here's what the editorial board says about him, and I think they're pretty much on the money here, Dom, a conniving political careerist who has a long history of opposing abortion rights, said, "I feel like we have areas we could find consensus on. In particular, Voss talked about adding provisions that might avert prosecution of physicians in cases where the life of the mother was involved, and perhaps in cases of rape or incest. But Voss wanted to keep the overall ban intact." Trying to sound reasonable, Voss said, "When Governor Evers said, 'I'm not going to sign anything that's not a complete repeal, and I'm not going to do rape and incest,' that to me is an irrational position, right? Why would you not sit, negotiate, and say, 'Let's see if we can make improvements. Maybe I don't get everything that I want, but I get something that's better for the state.'" The problem, as Evers recognized, was that Voss was only willing to negotiate on the issues where there is virtually no support for the hardline Republican position. He was unwilling to negotiate on the broad question of whether a woman has the right to decide what to do with her own body. And Evers recognized what was at stake, and he held his ground on a matter of principle and common sense. His position was bold and unapologetic. He was a leader who was not prepared to compromise away the right to choose. Voss was upset, but Evers was right. It was this strength and fortitude that made Tony Evers Wisconsin's most dynamic political leader in 2022.
Wow, the Cap Times editorial hoisting up the governor of Wisconsin. But I got to tell you, and I'm not clear how high the bar is, but can you think of, given the 2022, a more dynamic political leader? Well, perhaps who's been more impactful than Tony Evers?
More impactful playing goalie to the malfeasance of the Republicans? Probably no one. I mean, Ron Johnson, and I realize he's across the aisle, he's the Republican, he's the highest elected, only statewide elected Republican, I think, currently. Maybe there's a state treasurer or somebody. But Ron Johnson really only has the power to object to the Electoral College vote, maybe deliver some fraudulent Trump electors to the vice president. But he's not a chief executive. And he lost the subpoena power in the gavel when the U.S. Senate became a 50-50 plus Kamala Harris. So Ron Johnson doesn't have any real power. I mean, he's got the power to mislead. He's got the power to spread false COVID information and try all the drugs. But overall, Ron Johnson doesn't have any real power of governance. But Tony Evers does. And here will be the real test. I'd like to see Tony Evers be the most... let me make sure I got this right. I want Tony Evers to be Wisconsin's most dynamic political leader in 2023 by playing hardball with the budget. I want him to stand up to Robin Voss when it matters. Not when you're trading quotes in the paper, but when you are crafting the state's budget. And Tony Evers is going to put his budget out there, and Republicans are going to throw it in the shredder, and then they're going to put back a Republican, a rich guy, tax-cutting, school choice funding, anti-choice in when it comes to things like women's reproductive rights, expansion of Medicaid, legalized marijuana. All those things will be excluded from the Republican budget. And the question I have for 2023, will Mr. Salty stand up and fight like hell and call BS on Voss when he gets fed another Republican budget? Or will he sign it and declare it a victory?
I know, man. I have high hopes as well. But unfortunately, budget negotiations over the last couple of cycles have not been too great. Ultimately, we have to get to a budget, right? We have to govern, right?
But not under any specific timeline. I mean, really, the last two times it's been Tony's budget. The Republicans shred it. The Republicans put back a budget. First time Tony vetoed a couple of line items. And the second time, he effectively accepted the budget.
But he works the math, man, right? He did some magic and got like another $90 million for public schools, if I recall.
In budget number one.
Yes.
Budget number two, less magic pen, less correct, line yes. item vetoing, to my memory. And really, you know, at the end of the day, okay, that was the circumstance he found himself in. And these Republicans were being terribly intransigent because they thought they could defeat him in the last election in 2022. Well, it didn't work out for you, did it, Robin Voss? I mean, you still got the gerrymandered legislative advantage, but you can't win the chief executive. You can't win statewide election, not when it really matters. So what I would say is maybe they'll hit the reset button, but I am so skeptical of these Republicans. Yeah. These, what they call them, careerist, political hack, opportunist. Robin Voss, I forget exactly how he's described. I paraphrase a little bit the editorial page, Dom. But I have no faith that the Republicans are going to do anything other than expand school choice and tax cuts for rich people, regressive tax propositions.
Well, they're talking about a flat tax. They quoted Voss as being a conniving political careerist who has a long history of opposing abortion rights. That's very accurate, Cap Times editorial.
844-967-2789. We got a little piece we'll get to in perhaps just a bit. The new optimistic chair of the Republican Party going to put a new face on all the malfeasance, Tom. It's going to be much more palatable with Brad Schimming in charge. Is it Brad Schimming? Am I confusing Schimming. Him with the...
Brian Schimming.
Brian Schimming. My bad. Don't want to confuse him with the former... What? AG turned winker appointee to the Waukesha courts. 844-967-2789. Our pal Jake calling in from Eureka, California. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, Dom? Hey, so this is just a tangent. Sorry to change subjects real quick, but I got to ask you, what do you think about this George Santos guy? Since Kevin McCarthy is probably going to be sent back to Bakersfield where he belongs, how about George Santos for Speaker of the House? He represents everything Republicans are these days. A delusional liar who won't accept the fact that he does not belong in public office. He's the perfect Speaker of the House for the Republican Party.
Well, the Republican Party in its current math needs this lying through his teeth guy. And of course, he's the embodiment of all things Trump, right? This guy lied about his work, lied about his religion, perhaps lied about his sexuality, and has big questions about how his campaign was funded, talking about the Santos character. But he, Jake, you are spot on, dude. He is the embodiment of the Republican Party. They have no moral compass. They sold their soul for Donald Trump, man. He is absolutely the embodiment of all things Republican. You're right, sir. He should be the next Speaker of the House.
Hell, I'll go farther than that, Jake. I'm saying President of the United States, nothing less.
President George Santos, the liar-elect from the state of New York. Yeah, that sounds great. I think it's a good idea. And besides, I'm sick of Trump. I want a new Republican. George Santos for president. Great idea, Doug.
Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Evan lightly screened the calls. We will get to all of you in due course. Crudy, you brought it up, though. Schimming was quoted today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You know, he's the new guy, Brian Schimming, political veteran, who is the new leader of the state Republican Party, had a blunt message. I am not coming over here to milk sacred cows. Well, I got a message, Curdy. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. 844-967-2789. Robert from West Dallas, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing? A while back, I think you had said we really need a referendum. I saw Voss's comments. You know, it's nice that he's saying that, but can he really stop that from happening if the voters in Wisconsin actually collect signatures? I don't know if that's true.
Well, referendums in the state of Wisconsin, we don't have any direct form of referendum currently, Robert. So
not a binding referendum. You can have referendums, but they don't they don't mean anything. They're basically a poll.
Yeah, you're opinion polling people on election day, which sometimes will help stimulate turnout. Hence, many referendums on legalizing marijuana the day Tony Evers was first elected. But Robert, the only referendums of the binding sort have to come after legislative proposition. Has to pass the legislature twice, and then we, the people of the state of Wisconsin, can vote on a constitutional referendum that could change the Wisconsin Constitution. Last time we did so, I believe it was on the Supreme Court Justice. Dom and others voted to strip Shirley Abrahamson of her rightful position and give it to, what's-her-face, Rogensack, out of seniority. Because it shouldn't matter, but it does a lot, and it did. Robert, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I was hoping we could write a referendum that says it would amend the state constitution and take any power away from the legislature or the Supreme Court. But sounds like the process doesn't work that way. So thanks for the info.
Well,
thanks.
We would need the cooperation of the Republican controlled legislature,
yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Do that.
From WKOW, AJ Bightpour reporting, this is from yesterday, when the Wisconsin legislature begins a new session next week, one of the most high-profile items before lawmakers is the state's abortion ban. While state government could take several different paths, Wisconsin's top GOP lawmaker has ruled out letting citizens directly decide the fate of a ban currently on the books. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in an interview he will not support an effort to change the state constitution to legalize direct ballot initiatives, which allow for a referendum where voters could either adopt or reject laws. We don't legislate that way. That's not how it is, Voss said. Well, it's not that way if you don't let it be that way, Voss. He goes on, we elect people to make decisions, look at the nuances, craft the wording. We don't do it through referenda, so I certainly don't support that.
Well, of course, he's, you know, stacked the deck to his advantage, to an almost two-thirds advantage legislatively. So he doesn't have to seek any legislative compromise. And, of course, the people of Wisconsin, at least last two election cycles, have had the wisdom to put a Democrat in the chief executive spot. So clearly that's not the will of the people. And democracy, that doesn't faze this guy one iota. Robin Voss doesn't give a damn about your so-called small d democracy because he's got the power. And they, of course, made it their power forever. Least change maps? My ass, least change. Least change means most partisan maps in America baked into the cake for another decade. And that is the only power Robin Voss has. I mean, the guy barely won his own primary. He's adrift in his own party. He barely has the support of his caucus. And they're just afraid of him. They worry he's going to give him the Janelle Branchin treatment.
We don't legislate that way. That's not how it is, Voss said. We elect people to make decisions, look at the nuances, craft the wording. Is that, you know, if something about Robin Voss is not nuanced?
Well, somebody elected Voss, and he signed off on Foxconn, baby. So you tell me we got the right people in charge. I don't think we do. Come back, more devils. We're in charge around here.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Time. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You don't.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a reminder, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a reminder, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 37. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 47 tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for isolated rain showers, 34. Temperatures a bit above average. Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, you know, I love when people use buzzwords. Everything is on the table, according to new Wisconsin Republican Chairman Brian Schimming. Did you dig deep for that one, Brian? It's all on the table. Circle round.
I'm going to circle back. I'm going to be out of pocket for a little bit.
If I only had
thinking outside the box here.
If I only had the bandwidth to get back to you right now.
Yeah.
Brian Schimming, a political veteran and friend of the Devils occasionally, who is the new leader of the state Republican Party, has a blunt message posted on the wall of his office. I'm not coming over here to milk sacred cows. What's that mean, Dom?
What does that mean? I guess that means everything's on the table, crew.
Schimming says everything's on the table. Way to steal the thunder of the next line, man. Yeah, thanks for that. Schimming said in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'll stop involving you in this show. It'd be more pleasurable for the listener. And here is what else Schimming had to say. And I don't do change for change's sake. I don't go to knock over furniture just for the heck of it. Well, then it's not a party. I'm sending the signal, not only internally, but externally, that if it works, we enhance it. If it doesn't work, it goes. It goes, Dom.
It goes, baby. Wow, man, this guy's really digging deep on the philosophical and procedural and operational philosophy that he's now going to employ.
If it works, we keep it. If it doesn't work, it's gotta go.
No. I'm more of a fan of if it doesn't work, try harder. And if it does work, well, cash it out.
Dominic, on December 10th, Schimming was unanimously elected chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He succeeds Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow, who did not seek a second term. This isn't a ceremonial position. Anybody tell Schimming? Or even a volunteer role. For the first time, the party chair is drawn a salary. It's paid work, Dom. Kind of like radio fill-in work like Schimming normally does. As the Republicans seek to bolster their operation, heading into a critical two-year cycle that culminates with the 2024 presidential. Schimming's charge is to get the party in fighting shape. Oh, yeah, get him chasing chickens in the yard, Dom.
I mean, wait, what, fighting shape for what? Wasn't there a red wave? And even so, I mean, come on. You took the House. Isn't this success, Republicans? If anything, you should double down and continue to do exactly what you're doing, because I don't give a damn what Schimming says. How are you going to change? How are you going to change the Trumpsters? How are you going to change the MAGA?
Well, you embrace them, Dom. You embrace them. You don't make change.
If you embrace them, man, then you're engaging in the same behavior that got you where you're at, right? I mean, it just doesn't really flow. But anyway, let's continue on here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Bill Glauber, let's see here. Schimming's charge is to get the party in fighting shape, and he has plenty of experience as a political operative and a talk radio talk radio show host. I mean, that means he's qualified to do absolutely everything. Political operative aide, talk radio host, and member of two Republican administrations under former Republican governors Tommy Thompson and Kurti's buddy Scott Walker. He even got a shout out from an unusual source, the liberal Cap Times newspaper. In an editorial, the paper said, quote, "Perhaps we are doing Shimmy no favors by suggesting, as a newspaper that so frequently disagrees with today's Republicans, that his selection to serve as state GOP chair could be a hopeful development for Wisconsin politics. But we would like to entertain this prospect. Shimmy is a product of the Thompson-era Republican Party, which at its best erred on the side of positive appeals as opposed to the cutthroat strategies that have tended to characterize recent Republican campaigns." Now back to Bill Glauber. Republicans have had success in recent years, including piling up huge margins in the legislature, reelecting U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to a third term, and adding another congressional seat. But they've also been outpaced in a lot of statewide elections by Democrats. Biden won Wisconsin in 2020. Evers and Attorney General Josh Call were reelected in the fall. Next up is a critical race for the seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Officially nonpartisan, both parties are expected to be heavily involved in the race that will decide which bloc, liberals or conservatives, holds a 4-3 advantage. Shimmin said the Republicans and the Republicans are also playing catch up in fundraising. Yeah, Wickler, man, you're a machine. State Democrats, led by Chair Wickler, posted more than a 2-1 fundraising margin over Republicans in recent two election cycles. "We need to be raising money in the most cost-effective, focused way," Shimmin said, "and we're going to do it. And it means increasing what we do at the state level, probably increasing what we do nationally as well. This time next year, I don't want to be 3% of where I am right now. I want to be way ahead of that." Yeah, and Governor Walker is going to create 250,000 jobs. I mean, it's one thing to have a goal, but look, underwear, right? Collect underwear is step one. Step three is profit. And then step two is, what's step two? Evan, what's step two again? Kurti, what's step two? I forget step two.
I'll get back to you on step two.
Okay, step two. We'll get back to step two. But it's going to be totally different.
Well, Dom, here is the difference maker. Shimming. Republicans need to embrace early voting. Isn't that voting harvesting? Shimming also wants to encourage Republicans to take up early voting, even though for years, former President Donald Trump has sown doubts about the process. But after disappointing midterm results, there have been calls within the GOP to embrace an effort to get supporters to vote early. This is not just a Wisconsin thing, but we can't go to election day in the state 250,000 votes down and expect to make it up in 13 hours, Shimmin said. He said the party performed pretty well in early voting in November, but we need to dramatically increase it and make sure our people are comfortable voting that way. We have to ensure that our folks don't stay home, but we also need to do a better job of pushing voters to get their votes in early. And he said, adding, "There's no reason that we can't do a lot better than we are, and we're going to." Yes,
I mean, you're
going to
reject Donald Trump's philosophy of vote in person only, don't trust the early voting?
Well, that's also the reason many of the candidates couldn't sufficiently raise capital. It's because Trump was taking all the money, you know, for his future presidential run. And with a presidential race on the horizon, Shimmin will also have to keep his party together, despite the fact they're in disarray, Dom, through what could be a difficult primary cycle as Trump tries to regain the nomination against what could be a large field of contenders. And the winner will be nominated at the Republican convention in Milwaukee. Shimmin's message, "When I asked about the presidential race, I've kind of said Trump's running, and if you're a Trump person, raise the flag, put up the signs. But I have a second choice, and if you're for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whatever else, get into this thing, raise the flag, put up that sign, but don't say you won't vote for somebody else because, you know, Trump's probably going to be our nominee, right?" That's really what he's saying. Trump.
So they're going to do everything the same is really what he's saying.
Everything's on the table means embrace Donald Trump, support whoever else in the primaries, think Scott Walker in 2016, and then rally the troops around Donald Trump as a unelectable nominee, which will be anointed here in Milwaukee. Looking forward to it. Come back. Hour two, Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. You're all looking forward to it. Even you, CJ. Hang on.
Dynamically enabled. We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Local.